You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Welcome to the show, my friend. Smoothies, they offer convenience and a quick energy boost. I know that. But chewing our food is a more effective solution for our struggles with healthy weight maintenance. So the truth is that smoothies can support weight loss efforts, and I'm going to show you how. But chewable whole food nutrition is what prevents the weight gain. Yeah, I hear you say, I love the taste of my smoothies, and I dropped pounds on a liquid diet. Well, I did too, my friend. I lost weight on a liquid diet, and then when my test results revealed that I had nutritional imbalances, that's when I had to make a change. See, the monotony of relying solely on breakfast smoothies, that deprives us of the nourishment that only comes from chewing your food, okay? I loved smoothies, and it was quick and easy, but it caused problems down the road. See, liquid diets, they have a short-term weight loss benefit. But we want to honor God's design of our bodies, and we want to use the teeth in our mouths, right? We want to follow that divine plan of chewing so that we can reclaim control over our relationship with food. When it comes to weight loss and a healthy weight that we can maintain for the rest of our life, we want a sustainable approach to a healthy weight, and that's what we're going for. Now, there's a place and a time for delicious, nutritious smoothies, and I encourage you to use smoothies for your weight loss. So later in the show, I'm going to share with you two smoothie recipes that is going to hydrate you and to nourish your body. Now, chewing is what's going to give us that control that we need, you know, to build that good relationship with food. Did you know that our divinely designed bodies start the digestion process in the mouth? Right. Chewing our food allows it to mingle with the saliva, and chewing helps to release digestive enzymes. There's plenty of studies that support that chewing each mouthful at least 30 to 60 times increases the release of appetite-suppressing hormones. So that's going to prevent weight gain due to overeating. Smoothies, while convenient and energizing, are not the solution to the hurdles that we face in maintaining a healthy weight. Okay, I understand. We love our smoothies. They are tasty and they can be packed with nutrients, but relying solely on smoothies every morning is harmful, and it risks robbing us of nutrients, right? Chewing whole foods neutralizes acids and prevent tooth decay. So we need this process of chewing. That's why God gave us teeth. It's because it has a very important role in our overall health. Okay, so we talked about the importance of chewing. Now let's talk about the role of smoothies in our life. Yeah, they do play a role. Smoothies made from fresh whole foods such as fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds provide us with the flavor and the essential nutrients that we need, right? Now, to get maximum benefit, it's wise to consume our smoothies immediately after blending or juicing to retain that flavor and that nutritional value. Smoothies are a convenient meal replacement option, especially when it's too late in the evening for a full meal, right? And that's going to aid in your weight loss efforts. You're not going to go for a large meal. You'll go for a smoothie that just meets the need to satisfy that hunger feeling. Also, a great time for smoothies is during periods of prayer and fasting. Yeah, because the smoothies can help us to ease into our fasting. And then once we break the fast, it helps us to ease out of it, right? Prayer and fasting is something we Christian women know is a powerful spiritual practice to get victory in our lives. And as we pray and intercede for others in our family or in our community, right? So in my opinion, that's when smoothies are perfect. When we are coming out of that fast and we want that smooth transition. Can you see how smoothies can be great in this time of prayer and fasting periods? Well, there's a way to consume smoothies to be most beneficial for your weight loss. And I want to share how you can enjoy nutritious, delicious whole food smoothies. I know for some people, they do get some bloating after they consume their smoothies. And so you can prevent that by avoiding foods that potentially cause gas and bloating in some people. And those are the low glycemic vegetables like broccoli and cabbage, and also dairy products, milk, yogurt can cause bloating and digestive discomfort. So instead, you want to focus on foods like berries, spinach, and kiwi. Choose lactose-free alternatives to the dairy, like almond milk and coconut milk, to enjoy that creaminess without the discomfort, right? All right, so you can also include digestive aids that are natural in the foods, like ginger or mint. Include them into your smoothies. These herbs have natural, soothing properties that can help to alleviate the bloating. I'm all for no-bloat smoothies. Now, it's important that to preserve the nutritional content, you want to blend your smoothies just before you're going to consume it, right? Because when you expose it to light and oxygen, it will cause nutrient loss. Right? And you can lose some of the flavor as well. So consume it immediately to maximize the freshness, the taste, and the nutrient. Now I have two green smoothie recipes that include high water content vegetables for giving you energy and boost your hydration. So one is cucumber mint green smoothie. It has cucumber, spinach leaves, mint leaves, one green apple, and you want to squeeze 1/2 of a lemon. You want that lemon juice in there. It's important. And coconut water. So check out the ingredients. And in this recipe, I put it in the description of this episode. Okay, my friend? Another one is kale pineapple smoothie, right? So we're talking kale leaves, and don't forget to remove the stems, okay? Pineapple, cucumber, lime juice, yeah, and coconut water. And if you want to make it a little bit thicker, you can add chia seeds, right? Both of these green smoothies are packed with essential nutrients from the vegetables and fruits included, okay? I know a lot of people will add nutritional supplements and powders and things like that. But I'm encouraging you with these recipes, my friend, to use whole foods and also only the whole foods that are low glycemic. So there's no bloating when you consume these smoothies. So my precious sister, if you're struggling to keep the weight off, choose to chew your food well. Especially your breakfast, chewing food helps prevent weight gain. And smoothies definitely can support your weight loss goals. So these two powerful habits, they have a place in your life for a healthy body and a healthy weight. While the smoothies may have their place, the act of sinking your teeth into that hearty breakfast, it has benefits that go beyond nutrition, right? We talked about oral hygiene as well, right? And then remember, your body is so ready to receive nutrients at breakfast time, right? So what you want to do is chew your breakfast. And I know that there are occasions where you're in a hurry and you want to do something quick and easy. That's fine, but you don't want to make a habit of it, right? We want to go to God and ask Him to help us not be in such a hurry in the mornings in order for us to have a meal where we can chew and enjoy His blessings in our life. All right. Well, my friend, what do you think of these two powerful habits that we discussed? Have I sparked any new ideas for you on your weight loss journey? I hope that you enjoy the recipes, and if you like this episode, share it with a friend. Subscribe to my channel, and until next time, peace to you and have a great day.